It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Carbon County Commissioner Casey Hopes. Got a couple of things going on we wanted to talk about. One sounds really interesting if you've ever gone out and done geocaching, and this is going to be an SPX Geo Tour. We'll explain what that is and when the kickoff for it is. And then we had some art grants that were given out to some local cities and businesses in the area. And we'll talk about who's getting those and when we can start to expect to see those out and about. Casey Hopes, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
It's great to be here with you.
Let's jump in and talk about, I always like to start these interviews with, how are things going right now in Carbon County?
They're good. Things seem to be really good. Got a lot of interest in the community. We're working on a lot of projects that could be beneficial, and just awarded some economic grants to help some local businesses expand their operations and hire more employees, so things are good.
And the other thing about that, too, is after this winter that seemed like it would never end, it appears we're going to have some water this year.
It does, and we're preparing for the water, should it come fast and furious, or come down slow and gradual. We're preparing both ways, and I know all the cities have reached out, and they're preparing as well, getting sandbags and getting everything ready. So yeah, it's good.
I think we've had, you know, people complain about the cooler temps and the warm temps, and that I think that helps. It really does.
It's quite a blessing to have it warm up a little bit and then cool off again. Warm up a little bit and cool off again. It keeps that snowpack coming, but at slow incremental amounts.
All right, so let's start by talking about the SPX Geo Tour. Now, this sounds like it's a lot of fun. It's just one more thing in the tool bag of the tourism office, the Carbon Corridor. And if you've ever been out geocaching and those things, that's kind of the basis of this, right?
Absolutely. Let me talk just real quick first. SPX stands for Stewardship, Preservation, and Exploration. So the goal of this is to help people get out and explore and enjoy what we have out here in our community and surrounding areas like 9 Mile, but do it in a responsible and respectful way. But geocaching is a big thing. It's really it started quite a number of years ago, but it still is holding traction. And I guess the thing now is that people can win geo merit badges. And so this will have a geo merit badge associated with it. We have 35 caches that are going to be hid throughout the entire county from 9 Mile all the way out to all the reaches. I'm not even sure where they're all at, but they're going to be hidden all over the community to help people get out and explore some of those hidden treasures in our community. And as you find them, there'll be a stamp or something, an identifier. So when you find all 30 of them, you can receive an award. If you find all 35 of them, you get that geo merit badge.
And once again, you guys are going to have a big kickoff party for this. It's going to be on June 3rd, is that right? Where are we going to hold that one at?
So that's going to be at the USU Prehistoric Museum. We're going to have donuts and coffee and giveaways, and it's just going to be kind of a launch party. That's when all the locations, the coordinates will be given out. And then from then on, it's whoever can find them the fastest. There's some prizes for the first few that find all of the geocaches, and then the merit badges and different things for everybody else.
But once again, this is just another way that you're going to be able to get out and explore the area and find different and fun things to do. And, you know, there are so many things here to see. And this is really geared towards helping people find those things as well. Not just the geocache, but the things that are in our area that maybe people don't know about.
Absolutely. And it's a great thing to do with your kids. The kids, I've taken my kids and I've taken scouts out on these things and on the geocaches, and they just absolutely love them. They eat them up. It's a fun activity for the day. And some of them are hard. Some of them are easy to find.
Anytime you can tie a kid in the great outdoors with technology, it's a good thing.
Yep.
They'll be all in on that.
Absolutely.
So once again, this is going to kick off on June 3rd at the Prehistoric Museum. If anybody has any questions, just give the tourism office a call. And you said, is it up on the website now that people can look at it, get an idea?
Yep, it's on the website now, starting to advertise. We've sent it out to the media outlets and trying to get the word out and get prepared so we can have a lot of our own people in the community, as well as people from outside the community, come and participate.
All right, so we've got that, and then let's wrap up talking about some art grants that were handed out.
So the Tourism Tax Advisory Board, every year they get money from the tax on restaurants and hotels. This year they decided to make some community improvements with some of that money, and they went out and advertised for art grants. People could do sculptures, they could do murals. It had to be outside art that everybody could view and participate in. And this year we awarded five different applicants. Helper City is going to have a statue that's going to be put next to their bouldering park. That one's pretty cool. Greek Streak is going to have a mural on their south-facing wall. It'll look like Greece. The Southeastern Utah Business and Technical Assistance Center is, and you might have already seen that one, it's already in the process of being painted. Price City, the wave pool, is going to have a new art installation for the outdoor wave pool. And then Price City also, next to the library, is going to have a kind of in the Peace Gardens on both walls, one that's connected to the library and then the other one that's connected to the prehistoric museum. There's going to be two different art installations there. It's going to be really cool.
It is. And these are great things, really, because they're pieces of art. When you look at them, they are pieces of art, and you just need to go out and enjoy them. And a lot of them tell a story, like the Book Cliff one tells a great story. The ones that are in Price City's, the city building, tell a great story. So when these get up and everything gets taken care of and installed, go enjoy them for what they are, which is a beautiful piece of art, and enjoy it. And you know what? Be proud that it's here. All right, before we get out of here, Commissioner Hopes, we have to talk just a moment about the fair. It's in the planning stages. Everything's going forward, and you know, we should be getting some more information out of that and get it out to the people soon.
Absolutely. We have a great committee, and they're super excited to try and revive the fair and bring it back. They've researched a ton of different things and opportunities to do. They're getting some good entertainment. It should be a really good time. Another fun activity to bring your family and your friends out to and enjoy your time.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Commissioner Casey Hopes just about maybe it's just a Carbon County update. Commissioner Hopes, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today. We appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.